I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Welcome to the greatest show you could possibly tune into, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. On top of all that, you get a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go get it, go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. You have the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is, how do you make time for more sleep? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here today, sleep. The podcast called Work On Your Game, about discipline, mental toughness, confidence, personal initiative, doing stuff. We're going to talk about how do you make time for more sleep. Why am I talking about this? Because over the last 2 days, not from the day that you're listening to this, but the day that I'm recording it, I have slept 17 hours over the last 2 days. That's not a ridiculous, no, 18 hours. Is it 18 hours or 17 hours? I believe it's 18 hours over the last, 18 hours over the last 2 days. I slept 9.5 two nights ago, and then I slept 8.5, that's 19, 8.5 last night, 19 hours. So, all right, sleeping obviously doesn't make you a better at arithmetic, but the purpose of me getting that extra sleep is I knew I needed it. I knew I wasn't getting the right amount of sleep. The previous nights, I was hitting a wall. I hit a wall one day. I think it was earlier this week. I'm recording this on a Friday, but I hit a wall, I think Monday or Tuesday, maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, man, why the hell do I feel so tired? And it's because I hadn't been getting proper amounts of rest. And many people come to me and ask about, you know, what time do you wake up? What time do you go to sleep? Because people who follow me on Snapchat or watch my Instagram story, you see that I'm up early almost every single day. I'm up early every day, not almost every day, but every day. Usually, unless I'm on the road doing something. How do you find time for it? No, how do you make your schedule? Or when I talk to people, especially entrepreneurs, those who make their own schedule, or students, people who don't really have that much of a hard schedule. You got some schedule, but it ain't that hard of a schedule. People talk about managing their time or talk about their inability to manage their time or find time for the important things. And they squeeze out the things that don't seem to be quote unquote important, like sleep. A lot of people sacrifice sleep when things start to get tight. When the schedule gets tight, okay, I could either stop doing this, I could stop doing that, maybe do a little bit less of that. Hey, I could sleep less. Hey, that's a good one. How about I sleep less? Understand that sleeping less is not ever going to make you better. Now, I talked about this already in episode number 317, how to get better sleep, and episode number 226, the importance of sleep and the importance of rest in general. Again, those are both at DreAllDay/podcast, or go to DreAllDay/ 317 for that episode, or /226 for that episode. You can listen to any episode of the podcast again at DreAllDay/podcast. It seems to be getting enough time, making enough time in our lives to get a proper amount of rest. This seems to be the one thing that very few people are capable of doing. Why is that? Are you guilty of this? Are you guilty of not getting a proper amount of sleep in your life? And you know you're not getting a proper amount of sleep if you got to use an alarm clock to wake up. See, if you're using an alarm clock to wake up, you ain't getting enough sleep. The purpose of the alarm clock is to wake you out of your sleep. If you were finished sleeping, you would already woke up. You ever thought about that? I talk about that in episode number 317. You can go listen to that. It seems to be the one thing people are incapable of, especially as we get busier and busier, especially people who get to make their own schedules, especially people who expand their lives by having children, starting new businesses, getting new jobs, getting promoted, doing more things, just doing more things in their lives. The more things you take on, the more things you got to do, and doing things is not related completely to sleeping. Most of the time, we see that as complete opposites, right? But you do things better when you've gotten a proper amount of rest. We find time to watch the Super Bowl. We find time for the NBA Finals. We find time for Twitter. We find time to comment on some award show that's happening. We find time for life emergencies when they force us to find time. But we don't find time for the one thing that we all need in order to be our best when we're doing the things that we make time for. Isn't that interesting? The one thing that all of us need, I guarantee, not all of us need to go vegan. Not all of us need to be basketball players. Not all of us need to have a podcast. Not all of us need to be on social media. Not all of us need to start a business. Not all of us need to. There's a lot of things that some of us do that not everybody needs to do. But one thing that all of us need to do, guaranteed, as long as you're a human listening to this and you're not a computer, no AI computer or anything, we all need rest. We all need sleep. It is required by the universe that humans sleep. The one thing that we all have in common that we need, but it seems like a lot of people have a hard time making time to do this thing, even though we all make time to do the stuff that matters to us. So why are we not able to get so much sleep? Well, let's get right into our points here today. And the topic again is, how do you create more time for you to get the proper amount of rest in your life? Point number one. First thing you got to do in order for you to create more time for you to get proper rest in your life is you must know for you, not from me, but for you, what does getting a proper amount of sleep do for you in your life? What does it do for you to get 8 hours of sleep every night instead of the 6 you've been getting? What is it going to do for you to get 9 instead of the 7 that you're used to? What does it do for you to get a consistent amount every night instead of just random amounts based on whatever time you decide to go to bed or whatever time you happen to wake up? What is that going to do for you? Because without this understanding, until you completely understand what getting a proper amount of rest is going to do for you, this topic is completely useless for you. I realized the value of sleep myself when I saw my girlfriend Anna had showed me a TED Talk on sleep. She had been talking to me about the value of sleep many times, but I didn't really pay that much attention to it until I watched this TED Talk that she said I should take a look at. And as I heard this guy talking, he made all these really logical, rational points as to why sleep is necessary and a certain type of sleep and certain amounts of sleep. And that's really what turned me on to getting the right amount of sleep. And then there would be a couple random times where I would get a lot of sleep, 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep. Then I would go into the gym and have my best performance, whether that was in lifting weights or playing ball or running or whatever I was doing. I would just have great energy. And it was like, wow, I have not performed this well in the gym in a while. I don't think that it was a coincidence. It happened the night after I got all this excellent sleep. So I saw some great returns as far as how I was performing physically, how I was performing mentally. I went through the whole day and didn't have that late afternoon crash, which I'm sure some of you business professionals out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you students know what I'm talking about, getting that late afternoon crash that many of us get when we're not getting a proper amount of rest. And when you start dozing off in the middle of the day, that is your body's way of telling you you're not getting enough of it at night. That's why we're going to force you to doze off now, because we know we ain't going to get any at night. See, that's the way it works. So when I realized the value of it mentally for me, when I'm doing my business things, and physically, when I'm doing anything that I do physically, like working out or playing a sport or lifting weights or running or whatever I happen to be doing, I realized the value of it. I realized the benefit, what it does for me, and that made it matter, which made me go do things, take action to make time for more sleep. But until I came to that realization, I wasn't making any time. I'm like, man, I don't need any sleep. I'm getting enough. I take me a little nap here and there. I'm getting this number of hours of sleep. I'm good. I'm running my business. I'm straight. I don't need no sleep. But once I saw what it would do for me, that's when I started caring about it. So you got to get clear on what it's actually going to do for you. And you may not be able to get clear until you actually experiment by getting some actual good sleep for a couple nights in a row and you see what it does for you. How much better are you, if you do know, how much better are you when you have a full night of quality rest? If you don't know, listen, go take 2 days. Just do a 2-day experiment for 2 consecutive nights. Make sure you get a full night of sleep. Like, give yourself enough time to get at least 8.5 hours of sleep for 2 consecutive nights and just see how you feel during the 2 days after those sleeping. So after the first night that day and then after the second night that day, see how you feel then and then compare that to how you normally feel. Take notes on yourself during the day and then ask yourself, is this worth it? Is it worth it to get this sleep? And then, you got to look at what else has to come out. We're going to talk about that in one moment. If you don't know, again, a 2-day experiment, 2 straight days, get yourself at least 8.5 hours of sleep. Because I'm assuming if you're already getting 8.5 hours of sleep, you don't even need me to talk to you about how to make more time for sleep because you already understand its value. But I've found that a lot of people do not completely understand its value, which is why so many people say things like, I can't find time to get more sleep. I can't get more sleep because I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And then I got to be up the next day to do this. So they can't make time to get sleep because there's no value to them. They haven't figured out the value of sleep. So it makes perfect sense. As soon as you figure out the value, it will be easy to find the time. Point number 2, how do you do this though? Let's say you find the time. You find the time for 2 days and you do it and you're like, damn, that was amazing. But because I did that, now I'm behind on this and I got to catch up on that. And these things I didn't do for 2 days because I wasn't getting to sleep, Dre. So what am I supposed to do now to keep getting this good sleep while still making sure I'm getting done everything I need to get done? Here's what you need to do. You need to do one word. You need to write this down in all capital letters wherever you can see it prominently. Routinize. That word again is routinize. What does routinize mean? It means make routines out of the important things that you do in life. Make something into a matter of routine or subject to routine. You have, and let me tell you something, because you might be rolling your eyes right now, if not directly, if not explicitly, you're rolling your eyes in your mind. You're like, man, routines and discipline and whatever, Mr. Military Man. Listen, you have routines for anything you're good at. If you look at your life, anything that you're actually good at doing, there's a routine for. If you're good at keeping the bathrooms clean in your house, there's a routine for how often you clean it and even how you clean that bathroom. If you keep the dishes washed and the dishwasher loaded and then emptied soon after it's done running, there's a routine for how that gets done. If you're good with your schoolwork, you have a routine for when you study and how you study. If you're good at playing a sport, there's a routine for how you practice, how often you practice, when and where you practice. Anything you are good at, there is a routine in place for you doing that thing. If you're good at driving a car without killing yourself or crashing into somebody's landscaping, there's a routine for how you drive that car. You may not even think about it because you've done it so much. It's taken over my unconscious habit. You have routines for everything you're actually good at. Anything that you are regularly rewarded for, you have routines for. If you have a job where you get paid on a consistent basis, there's some routines for how you do that job. It was the only reason you still have the job and the job continues to pay you because there are routines of things that you're doing that should be done, things that are positive outcomes, at least as far as the employer sees it. If you run a business and there's money coming in consistently, there's some things that you're doing routinely that are working for you. Maybe not everything, but there are at least some things that you're doing routinely that are working for you, which is why you are continuously being rewarded. Anything that produces a reward consistently, people, there is a routine behind it. These are absolute facts. If you look at your own life, you will see it. So how do you use this routine information that now you understand to get better sleep? You must make a routine for the end of your days. Make a routine for the end time of anything that comes before sleeping, such as what time do I finish working? What time do I leave the office? What time do I turn off my computer? What time do I stop playing on my phone? What time do I leave the park and stop playing basketball? What time do I fill in the blank? Everything else that you do before you go to bed. What time am I going to do these things? And you got to make a routine out of it, meaning you do it the same way at the same time every single time over and over and over again. Understand that discipline creates freedom for you. The more disciplined you are, the less things you got to think about and decide on, the less variations you have in certain areas of your life. It leaves you a whole lot of mental and physical energy to put towards the things that actually matter. How much mental and physical energy do you need if you really think about it? How much do you really need to be putting towards what time you stop working, what time you leave the office, what time you leave the park? When are you going to eat dinner? Why are you wasting mental and physical energy on that when you could just make a routine out of it and do it the same way over and over again so that you don't have to think about it, leaving you mental energy to things that actually matter, things that you really need to decide and think on? You don't need to decide on what time you're going to have dinner every day. That should be consistent. There needs to be a routine here. You don't need to decide when you're going to stop working and turn off your computer. You need to make a routine out of that. The more routines you can create, the more mental space you leave yourself for the really big, important decisions that you really do need to make. And what time you leave the office, or what time you're going to drive home, or when you're going to leave the park, or when you're going to turn off your computer, those shouldn't be the decisions. Point number three in today's topic is, how do you make time for more sleep? Because we all need it. Number three, you got to get everybody else involved in your life on board. Anybody who's involved in anything surrounding your sleep, which is probably anybody you deal with on a regular basis, they need to know what's going on, why it's going on, and how they need to adjust based on the way that you're going to adjust. Anyone who sleeps in the same home that you sleep in, they need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, so they're not making any noise or disturbing your sleep in the morning or disturbing your sleep in the evening. Anybody you work with, they need to know, don't send any phone calls or text messages to you or expect you to reply to emails after a certain amount of time. You need to know when you are done with your work for the day, or done with your play for the day, or done with your fill in the blank for the day, so that you can stick to your routines, you can stick to your disciplines, so you can start getting this rest, so that you can do better work on your game when you wake up the very next day. So you got to get everybody on board with what you're doing. So this is not just a one person mission. It is a one person mission, but anyone you deal with on a daily basis, on any type of regular basis, they got to know what's going on as well. So they're not sitting there like, well, I don't understand why you're doing this. Nobody told me. Why don't you say anything? You say something, you tell them, and make sure they understand why you're doing it. Let's recap today's topic, which is, how do you make time for more sleep? If you think it doesn't matter to you, I guarantee you, just ask yourself, you could perform at 25% higher level mentally and or physically than you normally do. Would that be worth what I'm sharing with you here today? If the answer is yes, then you need to listen and use everything I'm saying. Listen and apply everything that I'm saying here today. Number one, know what it does for you. Know what getting more sleep is going to do for you. Don't just take my word for it. Go and do a two-day experiment, 48 hours, two nights straight. Make sure you get at least 8.5 hours of sleep and see how much better you perform physically and mentally because of it. You need to know what a full night of quality rest does for you. That is what's going to make it matter to you. And that is what's going to move you to action. Me saying it alone, just listening to this, is not going to move you to do anything. You'll just say, okay, that was cool. What's the next episode? You got to actually know why this matters. That's the only way you're actually going to take action on it. It's not just going to be because I gave you some motivational mumbo jumbo about why you need to get more sleep. You've heard this before, have you not? That's not going to get you to do it. It didn't get you to do it before. It's not going to get you to do it now. It has to come from you. Number two, if you want to get better quality rest, you got to routinize what you're doing. Everything you're good at already in life, you have a routine for it. Driving, eating, talking, tying your shoes. You got routines for those things and you're pretty good at them. So all you got to do is make a routine for around your sleep, the end of your day, or even every part of your day, just to make sure that your sleep fits in. So that means if you got to cut out some junk, that's time wasters in your day, time that you may be wasting that you don't even notice that you've been wasting. All of those things can help you routinize in your life. Again, things that you're regularly rewarded for, you have routines for already. Make a routine for the end of your day, getting ready, anything that you do before, getting off the phone, leaving the office, etc. Number three, you got to get everybody else in your life on board. Everyone in your home needs to know what you're doing and why you're doing it, so they're not disturbing your sleep. Everyone in your business needs to know, hey, don't send phone calls or texts or expect a reply to an email at this time. You got to know when you're done with work for the day and actually stick to your discipline. All of these things would be required of you to communicate with others and communicate with yourself and stick to these disciplines in order for you to get more rest, in order for you to better work on your game, in order for you to produce at a higher level, in order for you to get the rewards that you want in your life. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.